You're listening to SBS News.
Every day for months, Fiji's chief health officer made the short but well-trodden path from his desk to the conference room. In charge of Fiji's daily virus briefings live streamed across the country, Dr. James Fong has become a household name.
Bulwinaka Fiji.
Bulwinaka Fiji.
Speaking to SBS News from the capital, Suva, he says after a year of being largely COVID-free, Dr. Fong knew COVID-19 would eventually reach Fiji's shores.
I had always said to the public that the virus will break through. There is no way that it won't. We don't have the ability to prevent it from coming. If it doesn't come through the front door, it'll come through the back door, or it'll come through another door. There is no way that we will be able to stop it.
And he was right. Following a quarantine breach in April, the Delta variant found its way in and spread quickly in Suva. It's resulted in at least 46,000 cases and more than 400 deaths to date. The government implemented a range of lockdowns and curfews to help stop the spread, but Dr. Fong says case numbers kept exploding.
So many people were living in very crowded places, and it made it very difficult for us to rely on a planned lockdown to eliminate the virus. But despite going into that lockdown program, the cases, new clusters kept coming up. And at the same time, the lockdown program was beginning to impinge on access to food and other amenities. So we then had to change course.
Fiji is still recording case numbers well above 100 every day, but hospitalisation rates have steadily declined. Dr. Fong attributes that to the country's high vaccination rate, with nearly the entire adult population having received at least one jab. He says inoculating everyone is Fiji's best defence and is the first to admit getting back to zero cases is no longer realistic.
We do see and we feel that the disease will be endemic. We will have to use the vaccine. We'll provide a means to slow down the spread within the community and a means to protect the vulnerable from severe outcomes.
While cases have dropped in Fiji overall, most of which were confined to the main island of Viti Levu, Fijian authorities are now gravely concerned at the spread of COVID-19 on its smaller, remote islands. New infections have been recorded on Kundavu, Malolo and Naviti. By the docks in Suva, healthcare workers were farewelled with song this weekend. Over 50 left by boat for the small islands to assist with COVID containment and to provide much-needed care. The United Nations resident coordinator of Fiji, Sanaka Samarasinha, says it's vital authorities get these regional outbreaks under control early, as these areas do not have the infrastructure to support a surge in sick people.
It's relatively to deal with serious cases in the central division and the western division because you have the facilities with the hospitals here, right? It's far more difficult if you talk about the eastern division and the maritime zones would have to evacuate people by air. It takes days to go by boat.
All over the country, doctors are trying to reach remote areas.
We're about to reach Makinda village.
That's a team of doctors hiking for 5 hours on foot to reach the tiny village of Nakita. They're there to provide healthcare, but also to administer vaccines. Mr. Samarasinha says sending people in from urban areas poses a risk as well.
In the process of taking the vaccines over there, you don't want to take the virus too. It's something that is quite delicate, you know, given how transmissible the Delta variant is. We want to be sure that we take the right precautions when people are going out there.
But the government believes the benefit outweighs any risk and is determined to double vaccinate every single Fijian as soon as possible. Dr. Fong says it will help determine when the country can regain a sense of normality.
There is talk of opening up. A lot hinges again on our coverage rate. We can only be as strong as our weakest link. And if we don't look for the weakest link and sort the weakest link out, we are going to still face a significant amount of problems.
And to add to the urgency, cyclone season is only months away. Fiji had two Category 5 cyclones in 2020, and there's likely more on the way this summer. Mr. Samarasinghe says his team at the UN have already begun preparations to make sure health and emergency infrastructure is ready.
You're going to have a crisis on top of the crisis. And so, in a sense, we're mindful of that. The government's mindful of that. And this idea that, you know, if we can get people vaccinated, two doses of the vaccine before the cyclone season.
The race is on to get the population fully vaccinated in time. And if Fiji keeps going at its current pace, the trajectory looks promising. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.